and welcome to a new, fresh kind of podcast called the Easy Peasy Politics Podcast. I'm one of the hosts, Chika.
I'm Antonio.
I'm Atinke.
I am Irene.
Yeah, and those are the other hosts. And in this podcast, we're going to be talking about politics in a more fun and
relatable way.
Yeah, relatable way, as Irene has said, that the youth can understand and even appreciate and want to be more a part of. Yeah.
And in our country, Nigeria, we keep saying, my bad, I forgot that saying.
No problem, it's actually fine.
Yeah, we're the future of tomorrow, exactly. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I just feel like this is the best time for people in our generation, at least over 18, to be more involved in politics. And I feel like our podcast can help them be better educated, to understand that it's not just something for the old people or you get, because Nigeria can make it seem that way, like only people above 50 can participate or something like that, you get.
Yeah, and just so you guys know that listening, us that were the hosts, we're not like, you know, in our 30s or in our 40s, we're like your age, we're like 19, 20, 21, 22, like we are in that age range, so we understand how to talk or how to communicate these things in a way that is relatable. So we're going to try our best not to be boring, even though sometimes politics can, you know.
And also, we're not like political science students or something.
Yeah, no.
Like we do a bit of research so we can like get the facts.
Yeah.
And just find easier ways. Hence the name Easy Politics. Mm-hmm. One of the like best ways to understand a topic is to start by like defining it or describing it, mentioning its features and stuff. And I feel we can do the same for politics.
Yeah.
So can someone just describe what politics is and like how it affects our lives as human beings in a society?
Well, politics mainly is just to know about how to lead. I guess leadership is a huge part of politics. How to lead a particular group of people in various sectors.
Okay, the key idea, like the things that are in place to govern the people, like the works. But let me take us back just a tiny bit, especially during Chika's introduction. We were saying youth. Am I the only one confused, or Nigeria is defining youth as something different from what I know it is? Please, what's the age range for being a youth? So our Nigerian people can know.
That's how we're having this conversation. I told you that the youngest lawmaker can only be 35. Like, you need to be 35 and above to be a lawmaker in Nigeria.
It's actually so funny. How can you... Okay, maybe 35, like that age range is not so old. But there are people who are younger that are so innovative.
If you think about it, like, I'm not saying that they should be hiring, like, teenagers, but goodness gracious, like, there are so many intelligent and so many competent, like 28, 29, 30 year olds that could actually, you know, bring something to the table in regards to like creating laws. They don't have to be 35, or they don't have to be 40. They don't even have to be in their 60s, which is what we're seeing mostly now. Like, most of them are in their 60s.
Our government, Lagos State government, was referred to as a youth. How old is that man, please?
Oh, you mean
that you referred to someone like that as a youth?
Yes.
So that's basically what Nigeria is concerned.
Oh, wow.
That you have to be 35 and above to even run for, like, to be a lawmaker or something. It's crazy, really.
I kind of get the fact that you need to be mature to, like, handle power.
Yeah.
But the way Nigeria makes it seem is that if you're even 50, the chances of you being president is very, very slim.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's this mentality that if you're not just old enough, you don't know enough to be in that position or something. And I think it's something we need to throw away in the gutter.
I feel like in Nigeria, like, they just think that the older you are, the more you should know, the more you would know on how to, like, on how to like rule or how to like govern, they don't consider, okay, that maybe, because I'm not going to lie, some old people, even though they are old, they just don't know, they don't know things. They just think that, okay, just because you're old, you'll be so knowledgeable. But that's not really the case. That's really not the case. But
they're running on like traditional ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. There are better ways to do things, but their minds are just really traditional. Like, you know this thing that you're saying that what a child can see sitting down. Oh, sorry, what a child... What's the adage again?
Yeah, okay, I think...
What a child can remember. See standing up, that an old person can see sitting down. Like,
exactly.
Let me tell you the exact adage. An old man sees sitting down. Even if a child climbs an iroko tree, he will never be able to see.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
That's it.
That reminds me of the joke on Twitter that they said that now we have drones.
Oh my days. So going back to Antonio's question on what the youth is, so generally we all assume that the youth should be from that, let's say 18 to like 30, but Nigeria is making it seem that they're not even considering that. But the youth that we are, especially us, that we are trying to communicate to from that age, basically. Even with training youth and everything, like, why do you think, like, the youth even need to, like, know more about politics? Like, why is this important?
I'd like to chip in.
Okay.
First of all, the youth make up a good number of the people that live in Nigeria or are from Nigeria. So the percentage is a little over 30% or 40%. Yeah. And that's a huge number because we're almost 200 million people in Nigeria. So any deciding factor comes from that end, the youth. The main driving force of politics is education. If you're not educated, the chances of you participating properly in politics and doing your civic duty is almost nothing. The youth need to be educated and willing and freely participating in politics in order to like cause real change in the nation, because there are like more of them than any other age range in Nigeria.
All right, so we talked a lot about, you know, why youth should be involved in politics, and we mentioned voting, but then like what other ways can the youth's voice or the youth's impact like make a difference? Like what other things can they do?
Like everyone or most people in Nigeria just think that this politics, the only way you can participate is by voting, and to be more precise, presidential election voting. But like there are other ways people participate in politics and they might not have realized it. For example, sending out a tweet about election, whatever is happening during election, or about a presidential candidate or any elected official or people running for election. Yes, that's part of participating in politics. Putting an Instagram post, putting something on your story, reading more, reading the news, or reading any reliable source, just getting more educated is participating in politics. So as we've mentioned earlier, while the leaders of tomorrow, the tech-savvy people, it will be a wonderful idea to salvage on this knowledge of technology to educate more people and like give everyone the clear picture of, hey, this is what's happening, this is what we need to do, this is what, where we need to get to, and this is the person we believe that can get us there. And it's not only the presidential elections that we should be mindful of, because more importantly, they are like local ones, local government elections. There's House of Representatives, there's the Senate. These people are the ones representing us. We need to know the people we are putting in office from the local level. We should not be putting people like that guy that his first name starts with B and ends, and his last name starts with E. Like, you saw what he was doing.
Yeah.
And people were so shocked and saying, we didn't pick this guy to present us, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have known about these things and known how much power he would have when he's in that position, I'm sure you would have thought twice. So yes, just getting to know more about the election, campaigning for the person you believe that would do the best job, is part of participating in elections. And the more we use technology, the more we can educate more people, that because a lot of people in Nigeria use the internet, probably more than any other place in Africa. So this is the best place, this is the best time to use these innovations to get the change we really want.
Yes,
you're right. So I wanted to add to what Antonio was saying. So you know how, yes, she said that we should start making more informed decisions on who we want to elect into power, but there's no promised, I don't know, should I say, it's not promised that they're going to fulfill exactly what we want, because it's possible for them to get into that position and for them to change. It happens a lot. So I feel like it's also, this Easy Peasy Politics podcast is also here to inform us of our rights and being able to call them to be accountable for what they are doing. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Apart from picking these people that we think are going to make these decisions for us, we need to also make sure they are accountable for every decision that they make. We can't just allow them to come and be like, okay, this is where we want to represent us, and they come and they let us down and we just take it like that, as we've been, should I say, accustomed to. Like, we just do it. Like, it's like a Nigerian, should I say, Nigerian culture, but we just take things down.
I agree with that, Tinuke, that we don't talk more about like what, like the issues that people who come into power, they'll claim, I'm gonna help change this, I'm gonna do this, but then they don't. Or then we just see like certain situations like on the road. Like, it's also important for us as citizens of this country to be informed about our rights as citizens. You get, as much as we want to talk about politics, we also need to, you know,
hold them accountable. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Hold them accountable. That's the word, accountability, because that matters too.
Very, very good thing that she mentioned, accountability, because we don't hold people accountable in this country. Just take it as it is, that's why they've like taken us for granted and like, you know, these people can't do anything. Let's just continue what we're doing.
Taking us for granted.
If we take that step,
you know what would be a great idea? For like four people to come together and start a podcast. That probably like dumbs down the constitution. That would be such a great idea. I can benefit from that idea.
And this is exactly why we are here.
To enlighten you all, listeners, about why it's important for you to be engaged with politics, your rights, why you should hold those people accountable, and what features that a leader should have that you would actually be like, I actually believe this person can actually make a change.
Okay, I believe like I mentioned this thing, but we haven't defined it in the past. So for our listeners, a constitution is a big book that contains the...
It's a big book.
I mean, it's a big book. A big, boring book.
A very boring book.
That contains the basic principles and laws of the nation of Nigeria.
Yeah.
And it determines the powers and duties of the government and guarantees certain rights to the people in Nigeria or in the government.
Yeah.
So that's what the constitution contains.
Like, there's several sources. You can choose to read the constitution if you have the time, but there are also several sources online that you can find this. I mean, you shouldn't just trust every source that you see online, but that's why you should go to like ideal sources that are actually, you know, what's the word? Like, that are actually, you are sure that those are facts and not just... What did you say, Irene?
I said like sources that are trusted.
Yeah, trusted sources, exactly. Yeah. Because sometimes you think you have rights, then somebody will now come and be treating you somehow. You'll be like, but this is my rights now.
really says it.
You know
right.
the thing about like Nigeria is basically, it's not a democracy, to be honest. It's just under the guise of democracy.
To be honest, do you know that it's an anarchy? Like, we're running on vibes and inshallah, that's what we're running on.
Honestly, you know, I knew
that our country was actually in shambles. It's when I was expecting a post and I realized that we don't have a postal system, that we have to go to the post office. And even when you get to the post office, yeah, they've eaten your chocolate already. So
I'm dying.
She's right. You know the struggle people go through to get their.
We're running on nothing. There's no system that is working in Nigeria that is run by the government, except maybe the passport services. But apart from that,
I mean, you have to pay.
That one is
You have to know somebody.
You have to get somebody. That thing. If not,
you don't know anybody.
5 years. You get that passport.
It's just a mess.
I'm telling you. Guys, I was reading something about like types of political systems to prepare for this episode, and there were different political systems about authoritarianism, saying that there's a group of people that rule a country that is them that decide who becomes the president or who rules. And I feel like that's what Nigeria is, because to be very honest with you, even if the people come and say
yes, 100%,
there are still people that be like,
his name starts with no. B, and his other name starts with C, and his other name starts with A. Him and his people, the political party that starts with A.
So we're going to talk about the news of the week. So does anyone have any political news they would like to discuss?
Okay, today I was on my WhatsApp, and on someone's status, I saw a Twitter link without a description, and I clicked on it. It so happened to be that it was, they viewed those tapes from that Lekki massacre.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that.
I saw like this guy was, he made it clear that he wasn't a journalist, but he referred us to another journalist. But I just felt like he's putting an effort.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me just listen and let me read. He was giving us timestamps of when, of the real time of today, and he was also giving a timestamp of the video clip.
It started
from 5 p.m. to, I think he ended the tweet, because it was a thread. He ended them at 7:20 something or 40 something, I'm not sure. So, but the whole, this thing was that he discovered that there were still workers when LCC said there were no workers after 4 p.m., which was a lie. There were still workers there. They could prove that the cameras were now manually controlled, because those cameras, they pan from left to right on their own. And when they pan, they show like a... they show something on the screen, one hashtag something on the screen. But when they say manually controlling, you could see that they were not showing really where the army guys were, or they were focusing on the protesters or something like that. But they are sure that that proves that there were workers on that day. And you could see when the lights turned off, that there were still street lights from the other side of the road, and there were still street lights down the road. It was just that the place of where the army guys were shooting the people that was off. We could see the bonfires, we could see the army trucks and their headlights blinking.
It's a touchy subject. It's a very touchy subject.
Very touchy.
And yeah. Does anyone have any other news they want to share? Well, Nigeria is now in recession. I saw that news just today. I was very surprised.
The second time in 4 years.
Yes. Well, the first time was in 2016. The second time was in 2017. And this is the third time.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, actually.
Well, this is ridiculous.
My dear, it's actually
and the sprinkle of inshallah.
It's in God with
inshallah.
Because really, without God, I don't even know. If it's not for God, I'll be crying by now. Because really, I really don't know.
the funny thing, people are crying still, so.
That's the thing about it. My dear, let me give everybody a bit of advice. Get some sleep. Oh no, pray first, eh? Pray that God will help you in this tragic time, because it never fails. Pray. Get some sleep. Do something fun to clear your mind. I mean, it's just to give you a bit of mental stability in these shaking times that we are in, because we are in shaking times. Let's not hide the fact. But just try to calm down, get some sleep, eat some good food, read a book, do something you like to do.
Because they only live once, actually.
Talk to a friend.
Then come back and end stars when you're strong.
Yes. Yeah. And that's on words, period. Okay.
So, and also, if you guys, listeners, have any topics relating to politics, relating to situations in Nigeria that you'd like us to address, you can reach us on our social medias. They will be in the description, so you can check them out. So, yeah. All right. So, and that has been it. That has been our first ever episode for Easy Peasy Politics, the podcast. And once again, I have been Chika.
I'm Antonio.
I'm Atinuke.
I'm Irene.
And thank you very much for joining us on this episode. Stay tuned for more episodes to come. And remember, you can reach us on our social media. It will be in the description box below. Thank you once again. And stay blessed. Have a great day. And bye for now.
Over.
Bye, guys.